Hello, Nelly. You're doing a wonderful job. We have Bob Pompeiani in here. Paul Zeiss. I think Paul may be playing injured today. He's doing a hell of a job battling through. Paul, I commend you for that.
I'm trying, man.
More blowouts than the 1960 World Series?
Oh, boy, I've been struggling today. I think I could be going to the bullpen here.
If you need a reliever, go ahead.
We got Bob
Maybe
here.
We'll pull in Mulsey.
We got Bob here.
Bob, three of those games were blowouts, if you recall, in the 60 World Series.
They were. And that's what made everything skewed. Like the Yankees had scored way more runs than the Pirates, but the Pirates won four games and they didn't.
Did you remember that? What was I just looking up? Oh, I was looking up Clemente's 3,000th hit the other day because Willie Mays walked across the field to congratulate him. That Bill Mazeroski pinch hit for Clemente in that game.
I didn't know
they
that.
Took Clemente out of the game because he got his 3,000th hit. He played the field then in the top of the fifth. Then they took him out and Maz pinch hit for him. How about that little nugget?
That's a nugget. Huh? What did he do with that at bat?
I don't know. I don't know. I just saw that part of it. The 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, that's enough Pirate lineup depression for now. Skeens, again, was awesome, was he not? I mean,
last pitch, 102 miles an hour.
102.
And he came off smiling about it. He knew it was it for him, and he just loaded up, man.
And I thought Jones was as good as he's been since he was a Pirate in his start this
weekend. The other
thing,
like I learned a lot, and I was at that game that day, and I was watching after he hit, I forget who he hit in the head from Tampa, and thankfully that guy's going to be okay. But I noticed he was, you know, as a pitcher, you don't want to do that. It got away from him and hit him in the head. How he responded after that showed me a lot, you know, from Jarrett Jones. Because you could have very easily just, like, got timid, affected by that because of what it represented. Maybe a guy has an orbital bone fracture, who knows what. But he didn't. He just came right back and got better as the game went on after that, you know. So as it turns out,
he's had three really good starts in June and then the one bad one at Colorado. A lot of people have bad starts at Colorado, right?
Well, yeah, that was the one. But I think for a 22-year-old, he shows a lot of moxie and poise. They both do.
Me too.
They have an A.J. Burnett trait in there.
They do.
I think that, yeah. I think that the big thing is when you, again, we keep saying it, but when you see a guy that throws it like he throws it, it's completely different than anything else.
Did you see at the end of Skeens' start, them looking at his, him looking at his finger and
like
them looking at it?
Yeah, blister type thing or something. But
that was mildly concerning.
If you think about it, when it's that hot, they were talking about when it's that hot, you're sweaty, your fingers are sweaty or whatever. But tell you what, when he dialed up 102 and pitch number 98, and then he kind of gave that smile, that's just, like I said, you know the guy's different. He's built different. It's completely a different feel when you watch him throw the ball.
Bob, did you want him to go out for the eighth?
No, not with 98 pitches. I thought that was enough. But I also didn't think that Holderman would be ineffective. I thought, you know, he's been one of their best
pitchers. I don't understand why they went to Holderman when they used him for 16 or 18 pitches or whatever it was the day before.
Well, they used Chapman the day before, too. So somebody had to come out.
Well, my thing is they should have went to Miklos or whatever his name is.
Kyle Nicklaus has been, he's got an arm, but he's also been very wild. He normally goes in low leverage situations, it looks like to me.
Yeah, but to me, if you look at, the guy.
Well, isn't Holderman supposed to be able to pitch 2 days in a row and be effective?
Yeah, I thought so. I didn't have a problem with choosing him.
It felt like he threw a lot. Maybe I was wrong. Let me look, but I thought he threw.
No, he threw 16, you're right, the day before, but he didn't pitch the day before that. And everybody's going to have a bad, you know, outing once in a while, but them going to him, I didn't see a problem with that.
Because they get no offense. You have one run at that point, and well, so every little pitch you make is magnified.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. Did you see the end of the Mets game last night?
The thing is, I don't have a problem with him going to Holderman, so because he's their guy. He's been terrific.
He might be their closer for a little while now.
My thought was two straight days in that heat, it was pretty clear early in his time out there yesterday that he just didn't have his A-plus stuff. And what I hate about, you know, instead of just saying, yeah, he didn't have his A-plus stuff, we have to hear, well, you know, it's a little unlucky. The ball fell in here. The ball fell in there. The ball kind of got through there. A little bit unlucky with a couple of strike calls, as opposed to just saying he really didn't have his best stuff. But, I mean, like, this kid, what's his name?
Nicklaus?
Nicklaus.
I mean, he's given up run. He had given up at least a run in four of his past five outings. He's been doing some good things.
He's
been
a low-leverage guy. He's not going to come in those situations.
I don't know. I don't think – obviously, Holderman didn't have his best stuff, but I did not have a problem with that.
No. If they had put in Kyle Nicklaus and he had given up two runs, people would have been all over Derek Shelton because he's never in those situations unless it's absolutely last-ditch. And that's not to say he can't do it. He has a good arm, but he's missed his locations quite a bit.
We got a game seven coming up here.
But real quick, did you see the end of the Mets game? I wanted to ask
you. With Diaz getting
Diaz
for the substance.
He didn't even get a chance to throw a pitch, and he was ejected, which is
10 games he might get for that. And they didn't seem to put up too much of a fight.
No. So I don't know what it was, but they knew. I mean, these umpires do.
Wait, did you see? I'm pretty sure. Did you see the picture of his hand?
No.
What it looked like?
I mean, it looked like a glazed donut.
It looked like he just.
That's why they didn't argue.
It looked like it literally looked like he just eaten a glazed donut and didn't wash his hand.
How often do you think that still goes on in the majors?
Well, they check for it, so maybe not as much. But if you're trying to sneak it through, thinking they won't ask you, or you're going to put in, they knew immediately. They can tell there was something not right there with that, whatever that texture was, the glazed
donut. And he's been struggling, you know, trying to get back on track. That's when guys go to stuff. That's when steroids became what they became. I think a lot of guys who were tailing off in their careers went to that to save them. I think injured guys do that, and guys who face the decision. Do I want to lose my career or cheat? Do I want to get that next big contract or
the money is too big to pass up?
Right. And I think Diaz was like, probably, you know, how do I salvage this season? I'm looking at the photo now. It looks like he just got back from Krispy Kreme.
I mean, what are we talking about? That's why he didn't put up a fight. If you look at his photo, it's like,
he said it was a combination of rosin and sweat.
Yeah. That's just like was it the Blue Jays that had the guy that was just for 80 games for using some sort of...
Yeah, he claimed it was...
A fertility drug.
Yeah, right. We're like, what?
That makes sense. Yeah. All right, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, 24 Silverado LT Crew Cab, up to $7,500 in rebates, full terms, qualifications at sunchevy.com. Mostly sunny with a high of 81. Paul, you have new flow coming up again. It's a doubleheader. But first, top of the hour, there was a call to Matt Cole the other day. I think it may have been Ron Cook. This is the latest Saturday call. It's a big mystery. We're going to replay some of these, and you can rank them. And also, Game 7. We just talked about Bill Mazeroski. I think we start with that Game 7 in Pittsburgh history and work our way back from there. But let's talk about some of our great Game 7s and the fact that we have one in hockey tonight and who we think's going to win.